Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online, don't you know? NPR.org. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It's time to take a look at the deepest, darkest corners of the newspaper. You know what I'm talking about. Back on page A56.
Very dark right there.
Those stories. Not necessarily making front page news, but intriguing nonetheless. It's time for the ramble. This could be great, or it could be a little bit frightening. Imagine a sort of a wiki GPS. There's a company called Dash Navigation that this week is introducing this new line of two-way GPS devices. You know, Rachel, when you're driving down the road and you see an accident, you think, oh, that poor sucker back there. Yeah. Which, man, if he only knew about this, he could get off on the exit earlier. Well, if you have the two-way GPS, you can type that in, and the poor guy back there, you know, he'll know. The GPS devices talk to a main computer, and then they transmit the information back to all the GPS devices on the road. The specific kind of GPS, might I say.
It could really mess with people, too.
Yeah, well, that's one of the big issues. They're talking about privacy. Some people have been experimenting with different versions of this, various truck fleets and cell phone companies, and they've encountered those sort of thorny issues of privacy along the way. Now, the company that's designed this particular GPS says it will be the most complete and up-to-the-minute picture of traffic ever created. Okay, that's a lot to live up to. I'm thinking you better have some truth in advertising there. But, you know, it really depends on how many people buy these devices. They're pricey. They're $599.
$599.
And a lot of people make the point that you just made. I'm not sure I want a big computer in Sunnyvale, California, knowing exactly where I am.
We're Americans. We like our privacy. Okay, so let's say you're having a bad day. Maybe cut off your finger. I don't know the last time you did that when you were having a bad day, but just as an example. So there's a new remedy in case you were to do that specific problem. It's like some magic powder that makes your finger grow back. Sound impossible? It's not, really. Thanks to the miracle of this powder that's been derived from pig bladders, I guess. Pig bladders have special magical powers we never knew about. Basically, scientists now believe that every tissue in the body has cells that can regenerate. So you just have to find a way to tell those cells it's time to regenerate yourselves. Enter pig bladders, or more specifically, the part of the bladder called the extracellular matrix. One doctor explains, quote, somehow the matrix summons the cells and tells them what to do. I guess that's what matrix I always do. Matrix? I don't know the plural of matrix. Matrixes.
I was in Union Square this weekend, so I can attest to the truth of this. Union Square in New York City, great place. It's a farmer's market on the weekend. A lot of people go there to protest. Obviously, the history of Union Square. Mm-hmm. So what? This all converged at the same time. There were some Buddhists who went to protest China's occupation of Tibet. They ran into a little bit of a fight in Union Square. A gigantic pillow fight. You see, Saturday was also International Pillow Fight Day. And all of Union Square was, and this happened in other cities too, filled with people who'd had giant pillow fights. Even a cop took one in the jaw on Saturday, but he laughed it off. So can you imagine the Tibetan protesters, the people protesting China's occupation of Tibet, the giant pillow fight, and then may I add, going across 14th Street, the bottom of Union Square, an anti-war protest.
Wow. All converging.
All in threes.
And finally, the world's tallest man back in the news. Now, we wanted to do a story about this guy a while back, but his situation just seemed really too sad. His name is Leonid Stadnik. He's 8 feet 5 inches tall. This is a very tall man. And he said he was really lonely. Because he's so tall, he can't really walk that well. He couldn't go visit other people because he couldn't get into cars and houses. This is a sad story. Well, he's still living with his mom, but things are looking up. Since getting into the Guinness Book as the world's tallest man, Leonid has gotten an outpouring of support from around the world. People are sending him oversized clothing. They donated money to provide his house with running water. And best of all, people shipped him a giant bicycle to help him go visit his friends. That's awesome, Leonid. Get out there. Enjoy your life. That's the ramble, folks.